From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Malone, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. Welcome to Invest Insights. I'm Abby Malone. I'm joined today by Stu Goldstein, the managing partner of the Charlotte office for Cadwalader, Wickersham & Taft. Stu, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Abby. How are you?
Good, good. So we're going to be looking at this new economy that has been created due to the pandemic, new norms, new business operations and strategies. But first, can you tell me a little bit about some new personal norms that you started doing during the pandemic that you know you're carrying through in this post-pandemic landscape? Any new interests or hobbies or technologies you're using?
Yeah, well, it's really boring to hear it, but Peloton. Doubled down. We have two bikes and the treadmill. Don't tell anybody we have the treadmill. I don't want them showing up my house. You know, that plus just getting out, it was a challenge for everybody being inside for so long, whether you're exercising or not, but just getting outside and trying to do things like sitting on the front porch that would have seemed really odd to do before, anything to get me outside.
Cadwalader is celebrating its 25th anniversary in Charlotte this year. How did your firm manage to grow during the pandemic? And what makes your approach different than any other traditional firms in the current landscape?
Yeah, well, we're pretty proud of being in Charlotte for 25 years. And while that seems like a long time, we actually started the firm itself in 1792. So we're still relatively babies here. The thing that we did, though, I think, was to get really entrenched, or at least try to get entrenched in the community, both on the client side as well as just the community in general, to meet people, to get to know people. It helps with recruiting. We are very active both on a pro bono side and a charitable side and a host of different things. And that has allowed us to really meet our clients outside of the office. We're always recruiting. You know, that's how you get bigger. You're always looking for people who can be helpful, both on the partner side, the associate side, and looking for opportunities to grow into different spaces. It sounds really trite, but it really does come down to you need to be looking where the puck is going, not where it is. And that's what we did. And through COVID, that really helped us. We didn't stop doing the things that we did more traditionally, even though we had to find non-traditional ways to do it.
One of the growing concerns as we enter into this post-pandemic landscape is inflation and the possibility of interest rates rising. As someone whose focus primarily centers around structured finance, primarily in the commercial real estate space, how concerned should investors be with volatility in the market as it relates to the current levels of inflation and the potential of rising interest rates in the near future?
Well, I feel like that was my high school debate question. you can't fear volatility. You can only prepare for it, right? Volatility has risk associated with it, but it also presents opportunities for reward. Inflation is coming. There's no way to say that it's not. Right now, I do think we're experiencing a lot of transitory inflation due to what's going on in the market, but there's no way that we can pump this much money into the market without it happening. What's going to happen as a result of that, hopefully, is you'll see property values come up. As long as there's a bit of a lag between what property values come up and where rates go, you'll see opportunities for property owners and people who want to invest in properties to buy those properties at very low rates and get the benefit of the raise. People are going to have to look at how they can hedge their investments in real estate. What are some countercyclical investments that they can make at the same time investing in the real estate market? But you know, we've been through this drill before. I think the market will do fine. As I said, it will present opportunities for some.
We all know that technology adoption has disrupted all industries to include the legal sector, from remote working to automated processes to Zoom depositions. What concerns are emerging amongst lawyers that you talk to regarding this rapid change?
I think mostly that they're going to show up on a court docket looking like a cat. I think that was number one. I don't know if there's anybody in America who wants to have Zoom drinks with anybody anymore. But at the same time, that technology, whether it's WebEx or Zoom, is going to be here for a long time. And I think we need to embrace it. The opportunity to see clients, to actually work through stuff. What we do in the structured finance market, the real estate finance markets, the fund finance market, it's not easy stuff. Being able to talk to clients and actually hear them, see what they're trying to do is an advantage. At the same time, it's not going to replace being in person. You need to get on a plane if you live in Charlotte and go to the places where finance is getting done outside of the city. People are going to come here. We're going to have in-person meetings. You're going to have to accept that. That doesn't mean that you have to stop the rest of technology. You know, frankly, we have a project at Cadwalader called the 1792 Incubator, where we've looked at all different types of AI, how we can bring that into the legal world. We're late. The legal world is late, relatively speaking, to AI. If I can walk through my door and tell Alexa to play music and turn the pool lights on, I should be able to simplify the way I do the first drafts of documents. So we're really focused on that at Cadwalader, and I think the industry is going to be really focused on that. So those technological advancements that we used during COVID because we had to, I think are going to continue to be part of even the in-person world as we move forward.
And now that we find ourselves in this new landscape, what's next for Cadwalader, Wickersham and Taft?
Look, the AI part is really is important, but there's a lot that's going on in the world in general that we need to adjust to. There's a lot that's going on in this country, and there's a lot that's going on in Charlotte. We've become very involved, as I said before, in a number of charities, but even social justice programs. We need to staff up. As you can tell, if you go in any restaurant or any, I went into Starbucks and they're looking for full-time baristas. Anybody is looking to hire and having a hard time. We are looking to hire. And the key to hiring is to hire a more diverse, inclusive group of people. That's the way we're going to get better. You know, the things that are going to change within us are going to be reflected in the number, in the types of people that we're hiring, in the communities we're hiring from. And we have to be just as focused on, you know, as we are in meeting our clients' demands, in meeting the community's demands, and giving back. As I said at the beginning of this, we've done really well because we know our community. We've gotten involved in our community. Doing those types of things from a Cadwalader perspective, from a legal business perspective, and just from an overall society perspective is going to help us move forward.
You've been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Maloney. Thank you for tuning in.